Hi, my name is Nader Mansour, and today we're talking about the coronavirus. You see, the coronavirus pandemic has caused global disruption and absolute panic everywhere. There is a real and pervasive fear that has gripped the world, and it is interfering with life on almost every level. My purpose is not to update you on the latest details of that today. That's what the news and media are bombarding us with everywhere. But one thing is clear and certain. This virus outbreak has caught the world by overwhelming surprise, and it is apparent that no one was prepared for it. But if you know Jesus and are familiar with his teachings, then you should not be surprised by these developments. After all, he warned us of this very thing. In Matthew 24:7, Jesus said, "There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." So Jesus warned us that there will be rampant pandemics and pestilences as a sign of the end of the world and his second coming. The thing is this, while the world is in a state of fear with things shutting down all around us, Jesus actually tells us, "See that ye not be troubled." The only way to have true peace amidst this storm of panic is by having Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You see, he promised that all those who come to him, he will in no wise cast out. Here is how he said it in John 14:27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." If you are fearful of what the future holds and are freaked out by this pandemic, I want to invite you to accept Jesus, who warned us about these things beforehand. He warned us so that we can know what to expect. His desire is that we might have peace in the world, not fear and anxiety. If you give your life to Christ, then you are in the safest hands in the universe, and you will experience his abiding peace. There are so many people all over the world who are told to shelter in place and stay at home. There are government directives about social distancing, isolation, and even quarantine. All of a sudden, people are finding that they have lots of time on their hands, and their movements are severely limited and restricted. In light of this, I want to share with you 5 practical things that you can do during this coronavirus pandemic to use your time wisely and productively. Things that will alleviate the growing sense of panic that seems to be more contagious than the virus itself. Number 1, limit your news intake. Everyone is talking about the virus and it gets overwhelming. There is more to life than this virus. There is more to occupy the mind. The Bible actually tells us that in Philippians 4:8, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." So take a break from it all. By all means, be informed and aware of what's going on, but there is no need for you to become a COVID-19 expert. Feed your mind with some positive and uplifting thoughts. Make a conscious choice to think on those things that Paul mentions in this verse we just read. That's what the Sabbath is all about. Taking a rest for your mind, not just your body. Study your Bible or read a book instead of watching the news all day. Number 2, look up. Jesus didn't warn us about these things so that we might be anxious and troubled by them. He told us what to do in Luke 21:28. "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." Remember, there is more to the story than what this virus is doing right now. Jesus reminds us to look up and to see the bigger picture. Rather than being anxious and fearful now, consider what will follow after. Redemption. Whatever may happen to you now will pass. Take the time to reflect on things of eternity, for they are real and everlasting. Even if life as we know it should come to an end, Jesus is our resurrection and life. Give your worry and fear to Jesus, and be anxious for nothing. So pray and look up. Number 3 is to exercise kindness. Fear and panic seem to bring the worst out in people, from hoarding to profiteering to even fights in shopping aisles. Jesus did warn us that the love of many will grow cold when trouble hits. Use this opportunity to exercise kindness towards others. In Ephesians 4:32, we're told, "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." Kindness means you don't just worry about yourself and make sure you're all set with your supplies. Don't be selfish. Check on your neighbors or your friends. See if they are in need. If you are able, share with them food or supplies or even toilet paper. But more importantly, the real and greatest kindness that you can do is to share Jesus with others. So many people are genuinely afraid and anxious. You can direct their attention to Jesus and share Him with those who need Him at such a time as this. That would be the greatest kindness. Number 4 is to connect with others. Use this opportunity to spend time with your loved ones and family. Do things and utilize the extra time. For example, take your family out in nature if you are able. But not just family. Extend your reach to others as well, to those who might be far from you. The Bible says in Malachi 3:16, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it." Technology today allows us to stay in touch even if we are stuck at home. You can video call a friend you haven't connected with for a while to encourage and pray with each other. Use the time to reach out to others who might also be stuck at home or alone. Make a goal to check on 2 or 3 people each day this week. Let us be agents to spread cheer and courage rather than panic. It will do wonders for you and for others. Our 5th and last point is to pray for our leaders. I'm specifically referring to leaders of our governments and nations. This seems to be a forgotten Bible instruction. 1 Timothy 2:1 and 2. "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." It is not often that we pray for our leaders. Whether they are not doing enough or doing too much, and whether you agree or disagree with what they are doing, our leaders still need prayer. They have the responsibility and heavy burden of making hard decisions at this time of crisis. Pray for them that they will be open to the influence of God's Spirit, that they will be given wisdom how to lead and guide their nations through this troubling time. It's easy to be critical of the government and leaders and the decisions that they make. Let us instead use this time to influence the course of history and pray for our leaders and those in authority. They need those prayers. So these are 5 biblical relief ideas for this time of global trouble and fear of the coronavirus. May it be a season of reflection and heart searching for you, to be sure that your faith in Christ is firm and that you can indeed look up with confidence, knowing that your redemption draweth nigh.